Get Ready to Rock, The Rising Stars with David Randall.
Hello and welcome to the second of our Rising Stars showcases from Get Ready to Rock. Each episode features 30 minutes of upcoming and independent artists. And last summer, in conjunction with the Cambridge Rock Festival, Get Ready to Rock released a promotional CD called The Rising Stars. 16 tracks from 16 artists. More details about that on our website. And there's a dedicated page where you can find links to the various artist websites. GetReadyToRock.com/Rising Stars. And coming up in the next half hour, Anna Phoebe, Puck, Public Symphony, 25-Yard Screamer, Sacred Heart, and Storm Zone. And this band from Northern Ireland are going from strength to strength. We're going to play you the lead track from their album released last year. This is Spellbound. This moves along nicely, doesn't it? From Northern Ireland, Harve Harbinson on vocals, the band's called Storm Zone, and on our Rising Star CD we have an early demo of a track to be featured on their forthcoming album called Never Look Back, but we went back to their album released in January 2007, and the album comes out on Escape Music called Caught in the Act, and that was Spellbound. And they were very busy last year, not only the release of the album, they played Firefest, Firefest 4, and this year in May in Birmingham, they're on the second day of Zed Rocks 2008. Check out their MySpace page for more information. Another band in the melodic rock genre is Sacred Heart. They headlined the Get Ready to Rock second stage at the Cambridge Rock Festival in 2007, and they went down a real storm on the second day. And they also released their current album last year, and from Shake, this is Perfect. If you like nicely crafted melodic rock songs, from the pen of guitarist-songwriter Paul Stead and Sacred Heart. That's the album to check out. Came out last July 2007. That's the track Perfect. And there's also a track on our Rising Star CD called A Thousand Tears. And Sacred Heart played the Rock of Ages Festival in addition to the Cambridge Rock Festival in 2007.
Get ready to rock. The Rising Stars with David Randall.
And a band who caused something of a stir to those in the know last year is 25 Yard Screamer. From South Wales, it's a trio, and they received a 7 out of 10 rating in Classic Rock magazine review section in September of 2007, and they also made that magazine's top 100 songs with Black Light, which is also featured on the album Cassandra, which came out last year as well. And I caught up with the band's leader, Nick James, and also with Matt Clark, the bass player, and asked them a little bit about how things got together.
I made Donal and Matt play a showcase gig for me in Bracknell in 2002, Easter 2002. And I'd met Matt previously through my wife, and hoping that he would play bass for me and knew a drummer, which he did, luckily. And we rehearsed for about 4 or 5 months, I think, together, and then did the gig in Bracknell, which was terrible, but good enough for us to decide that we wanted to keep going, so we carried on playing from there.
There's a definite progressive bent there. There's you've got people like King Crimson, Rush, Marillion, I think especially modern Marillion. Then Donal himself, he brings some sort of heavy influences like Mastodon and so on, and other ones like Carcass, but I can't actually see in the band, but... there's a love of progressive rock and basic music that is prepared to challenge a little bit and explore lots of sort of different areas, you know, set lots of atmosphere, that sort of thing. So that's what we've really started to try and do now. Perhaps it hasn't been reflected so much when we first got together, but certainly it's starting to come through now in big waves.
Cassandra came out of an idea that Matt brought in one day after he'd read a book of mythology. And for those who don't know, Cassandra was a lady who was courted by the god Apollo, but ultimately rejected his advances, so he cursed her in that he gave her a gift of foresight and then decided that she would keep the gift, but nobody would ever believe her. We sort of took that idea and decided that quite early on we couldn't go too classical with it because it just wouldn't work. But with all the conspiracy theories that abound and things like 9/11, it seemed to me particularly that if somebody had known about 9/11 and then had come forward and said that this was going to happen, nobody would have believed them anyway. And we used that as a way of bringing it sort of more up to date. But also, you know, it's to do with, you know, the idea that personal events in people's lives can be just as tragic as global events, if not more so for some people.
Night and fight of life greet us every night. Give us meaning. The land that turns to dust, that breaks the will of us, scorched and grieving. The driver's
gives prog rock a good name, doesn't it? That's 25 Yard Screamer. They're still getting great reviews for that album, came out last year. That was an edit of the title track Cassandra. And the band are currently putting together new material for a forthcoming EP or an album. And we'll keep you up to date with that here at Get Ready to Rock. And another band that had great reviews for its current album, released in 2006, is Public Symphony. Here's a remix of the track Rise and Shine.
Up, wake up, to a lot in life and a bit for luck. We're blessed, oh yeah, with another day and contentedness. Bring on what may, bring a ready smile and a prayer to say. All hope, all fear, maybe in my hands, baby, it's all here. Good morning, rise and shine. Sun is up, the love of mine. I'm high, I'm living life. Good morning, rise and shine.
Public Symphony, and the band supported Marillion on their London dates last June, and they have a very interesting stage show in their own right. They use background visuals to create a real experience. They've collaborated with digital artists and animators. If you check out their website, there are links to promotional videos with some of these films, and very interesting it is too, and the music's great. That was the a track off the debut album released in 2006, Rise and Shine. It was remixed by and features Pete Glenister, who's worked with Alison Moyet, Terence Trent D'Arby and Kirsty McColl. And it appears on our Rising Star CD.
GetReadyToRock.com.
And in 2007, the London-based band Puck released their debut EP called Beyond Reason. And we spoke with their singer, Amy Jay, very smart young lady. One of the things that faces new bands is gathering an audience and are getting themselves to the attention of management companies and labels. And Amy J gives artists who are perhaps in that position some hints and tips here.
MySpace and online communities like that are a blessing as well as a hindrance as well, because nowadays record companies are waiting for these bands to do all the promotion themselves, because at the end of the day we've got direct access to our fans. We can locate them via their interests, postcode, anyway we can get hold of them now, and record companies are sitting back waiting for the bands, you know, that have the drive and motivation to get out there and do that. I think it's the realization of that and a reality check that, you know, it's up to us. We've got to be the ones that are paying out for packaging our CDs, promoting them, contacting everybody, you know, and getting the music out there. Record companies are waiting until you've sold yourself off your own back, you know, several thousand CDs. You can then turn around to them and say, you know, this is the amount we've sold, this is what we're doing, blah, 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 blah. You know, now take interest. But you've got to do all that before they're even going to look in your direction. We've all been doing this for years. I mean, myself, I've been doing this since, you know, my sort of early teens. And I think back then it was all about, wow, I want to get rich and famous, and that's all I want. Now with this band, I think all of us, we're like, we love what we do. This is what we do best. We're lucky enough to be in a band, you know, where we can be writing and performing music that we love, with all our own influences included. And I think it's just, a really brilliant thing to be part of. We are starting to realise that most of the gigs we do end up playing to the most people now, because not only are we playing to the audiences of the other bands, but we're actually starting to bring upwards of 100 people to each gig. Local gigs in London anyway, which is brilliant. And they're not just our friends, they are actually real fans who actually, you know, are coming to listen to us because they love the music. It starts to snowball, they start to bring their mates like it, and the name Puck gets around, and eventually, obviously, it gets back to the industry. And I think that's a really important thing for, you know, unsigned bands to sort of get hold of, is, you know, concentrate on getting your fan base up. And then, trust me, then the industry will sit up and take notice.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's great, isn't it? That's a brand new track from Puck, one of our favourites here at Get Ready to Rock, and I'm sure it's only a matter of time for that band. And it just about wraps things up for this episode of the Rising Star Showcase. I hope you've enjoyed the last half hour or so. Join us again for the next episode. We're going to leave you with Anna Phoebe. Anna's writing a regular blog at getreadytorock.com. Very entertaining it is. She tells us about her life and times on the road and playing with other people and her own music. She played with Jethro Tull on their tour in the spring of 2007. And this is a track from her debut EP. It's the title track, Gypsy. From all of us at Get Ready to Rock, bye for now. And a reminder to check out our dedicated page at getreadytorock.com/risingstars, where you'll find links to the various artists' websites and also a complete track listing for our podcasts.